expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
And good afternoon. Welcome to the Present Truth Program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. We all have trials. And I've had for the last couple of weeks, I've been going through a trial. Not as in a court. But, well, we're friends. I suppose I should tell you. I've been a criminal for a year and a half. I forgot to renew my driver's license year and a half ago. So I've been driving legally in my mind. Well, I just decided I'm a good driver. I don't get pulled over, thank God. I don't follow too close. If anything, I might impede traffic. I might leave my blinker on. I may tap my brakes like I listen to Karen Carpenter. So I'm probably tapping my brakes while I'm listening to the background music. Not really. I don't leave my blinker on. I don't impede traffic. I flow. That's what we should all do, is flow with the traffic. So anyhow, I'd made the decision. I called the DMV, made an appointment, went in to just, I don't know, get a book. Talked to them to see what I needed to have. And they said, your license has been expired for a year and a half. You have to start from square one. You're going to have to take a test, which I didn't prepare for. But I did pass the test just barely. I didn't study. I haven't studied the book for 20 years. I used to drive a semi. But I passed by the hair of my chinny chin chin. Then she said, now you have to take a driver's test. You have to find one of these companies that will take you out on the road, and you have to pass a test. I'm going, oh, well, and she says, and we're giving you a learner's permit. You have to drive with somebody that's over 21 years of age. I said, what do you mean? She goes, well, you're starting at square one. You have to start with a learner's permit, and somebody over 21 has to be in the car with you while you're driving. Well, I drove legally, I suppose, for about 6 days without... Cactus was with me, so I was okay. Well, I took the driver's test. I passed it. And then I had to go online to get a photo because I don't get the actual license for 2 weeks to 3 weeks. But you can go online, do some things, which I didn't do. My wife did that. But I've had a trying couple of weeks. So don't let your driver's license expire. And if you do, make sure you don't get pulled over. So anyhow, because of that, I'm trying to keep my composure. I am so elated. I was able to pass the test 2 days ago, and I can drive again. Cactus and I can travel the country. Now, on a serious note, which that was very serious, don't misunderstand me. That was trying for me because I didn't get a study. And I didn't get a study for the test. And the lady told me that I didn't keep looking out the rearview mirror. I didn't run over anybody. But I did pass it. Now, I guess as we go into the program, last night's debate, we identified the problem with the country. And the problem is bureaucracy. And I hate to tell you the truth, there is no solution to this bureaucracy in this country. Now, each of these individuals on the stage, excluding Donald J. Trump, Nikki Haley, she'll never become president. She'll never become vice president. She's going to go nowhere in this election. Nikki Haley, she just thinks she's a pretty face in the crowd. That's all she is. She's not going to go anywhere. The people are waking up to who she is. She's a globalist. She is working for, behind the scenes, the elite people of this nation. She's a globalist. Scratch her off your list. I know many people, I'm going to offend many of you, Ron DeSantis. He's the possible candidate for the presidency. He's a globalist. GLOBELIST. Globalist. So scratch him off your list. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez. Podcast, 1360KHNC.com.
This is Steve at Ramsey Auto Group.
Hey, this is Mike from Ramsey Auto Group.
Just stopping in to say hi, let you know that we're still open, still in business, and still rocking and rolling.
You know, if you're looking for a good car experience, come see us. We have old school values. We still operate by handshake. We're not pushy. We want you to be happy, and we have a great selection of trucks. 6175 West 10th Street, Greeley.
970-443-5654.
970-443-5654.
Are you looking to sell your excess construction equipment? Trust Steffes Group's team of professionals to get you the best return on your investment. Steffes Group is a nationally recognized leader in the auction business with over 60 years of experience. Their team of professionals prioritize honesty, integrity, and outstanding service, and they work with you every step of the way to ensure a smooth and successful auction process. Go to steffesgroup.com right now to find a sales representative near you and discuss your options today.
All of your electronic devices can be severely damaged by lightning bolts and power surges. Even worse, an EMP attack can destroy everything, leaving our technology-dependent society with no technology. But don't let that be you. Go to EMPShield.com and put KHNC in the promo code box. EMP Shield is an electromagnetic pulse, solar flare, and lightning protection system made to protect you and your electronics. Again, go to EMPShield.com and type KHNC in the promo code box. EMPShield.com.
We're all doing a lot. A lot of swiping, streaming, watching, scrolling, double tapping, emoji picking, and social media stalking. A lot of nothing. You're probably scrolling right now. While we believe a certain red heart is giving us life, we're neglecting the one that actually does. Let's take a stand against sitting. Let's care more about strolling than scrolling. Let's take charge of our health. Let's make moves together, starting now. Visit heart.org/makemoves.
Riders on the storm, into this house we're born, into this world we're thrown, like a dog without a bone, and packed we're out alone. Riders on the storm.
So, going back to globalists, these people, I hate to tell you the truth, but he is a, Chris Christie is a globalist. Nikki Haley is a globalist. And, one of them just called. They're not happy with what I'm talking about. They don't want to be called globalists. Ron DeSantis, he's a member of secret societies, Skull and Bones. He has a relationship with Pilgrim Society. London, the city of London, and New York City. He is a Skull and Bones secret society member. He is a globalist. So here you have Chris Christie as well. Chris Christie is working with the cabal of globalists. So you have the three individuals I've just presented. They are globalists. They are not looking out for your best interests. With Vivek Ramaswamy. He's the only, genuine individual. He doesn't have a chance. Continuity of government is going to make sure that he doesn't become the nominee for president. So he doesn't have a chance. What he says, what he would do, his policies, perfect. But forget it. So this leaves Donald J. Trump. Donald Trump, he's kind of like Russia. He's the enigma. They try to destroy him. And no matter what they do, they meaning the globalists, the Luciferian, Illuminati, Freemason, secret society, globalists, he just keeps coming back. Why is that? Because according to our Constitution, he is still legally the president. Kamala Harris is not the vice president. Joe is not the president. Dr. Jill, his health care provider, is not the first lady. They have usurped a position that doesn't belong to them. They are thieves. So, the Oval Office really is empty. The seat of the President of the United States is vacated. We have been in a term or a void, a free fall, a vacuum of legitimate power since the election. The person that should be in the Oval Office is Donald Trump. He's still the commander-in-chief. But the Democrat, a Democrat mutiny, actually, forced him off the bridge of the ship and removed him from the ship. Now, Donald Trump most likely, there's talk presently of assassinating him. Don't think these people won't assassinate him. His whole family. Remember what happened to the Romanov family in Russia? England was able, with the United States, to overthrow Romanov, have him murdered, his wife, children, in the open. But there wasn't the communication then that there is today. But They can assassinate him in the open if they desire to do that, along with all of his family. I don't believe they will. But according to the Constitution, he's still the president. Should he, most likely he will, win the nominee in this campaign against Joe, where are you going with the gun in your hand, Biden? He won't win. Joe, as powerful as these people are, will not continue in power much longer. There's going to be a real void. There's talk presently that Donald Trump is a real threat to this country. He could destroy the republic. Is that possible? No. He can't. Let's say that he was to hypothetically win this election. He won't. His political career, I say, is almost over. And once he is removed the next time from the political world, when he's no longer in political, involved in politics, it's over. He's done. But let's say that he were to hypothetically win the coming election in 2024. Let's say that hypothetically, would he have the ability to prosecute the government, the political leaders, the political establishment, the enemies of the state, the true enemies of the state? No, he won't be able to prosecute them. They are not prosecutable. Would that be the way to phrase it? You cannot prosecute these people. There are laws in place that were put in place by themselves. They put these laws in place to protect themselves from the gallows, Guantanamo Bay, the firing squad, death by lethal injection. They cannot be prosecuted. The American people want to believe that they can be prosecuted. They cannot be prosecuted. I've been the defense for these people in the past, a spiritual defense. This cabal, these people in the Democrat Party and the Republican Party and in Washington, D.C., the secretaries, the staff, most of these people, a majority, a great percentage, I would say 80%, are members of secret societies, members of Luciferian, Illuminati societies, which would be Skull and Bones, Freemasonry, Jesuits in the Supreme Court, Jesuits in the Senate, in the House. This cabal is too powerful. Now I'm going to present something that'll shock you. In Washington, D.C., the city that sits on seven hills, and each of these hills is a doorway to hell, a doorway to Gehenna, a doorway to the deepest parts of hell, Tophet. And it's through these stargates that the greatest evil in the world comes through. You cannot destroy what is coming out of those portals. And the people that are being directed by what has come out of those portals in a spiritual manner. Do you think that Joe Biden is using the abilities, his God-given abilities with, well, I shouldn't use him as an example, No, he's not using his God-given abilities because he has dementia, sundowners. So naturally, no. But even when he was cognitive, when he had his cognitive abilities, he was under the control of, I believe, spirits, of demons. Now, we don't talk about demons, but if you do an investigation of the MK Ultra programs through the military, the Defense Department military experiments on people, DARPA, the Air Force, the Army, Marines, Navy, in their documentation, they state that they actually, through torture and through many other means, they can put these invisible powers inside of people. I have the documentation. And how they torture to put demons inside of these people. They talk about it openly. Demonization of subject 1ABB79. And how they did it. How long it took. What were the results? These people from the seven hills of hell, many of them are in the occult. At the end of the last century, there was a thought that was somewhat known that the devil worshipers that worship Satan were saying that this century in which we are now in would be a satanic century. Hail Satan is what they would proclaim, thanking the devil that this century that we are in would be a satanic century. And I'm going to tell you, the Bible says it would be a satanic, well, initially, the first part of the century would be 3 decades of satanic control, increased satanic activity in the world in general, in America specifically. A satanic century. And here you have, in the area of these seven hills, you have individuals who are members of these secret societies. They have sworn themselves over to Lucifer. And in return, they don't die. They don't get cancer. Well, they do die eventually. But generally, they don't die until their 80s, 90s. They don't get cancer. They become wealthy. They are perverted. It's really shocking what they become. And it doesn't take long to corrupt them. When you're in a world where you can have anything you want, power, women, boys, blood. Well, we'll come back after the break. We'll continue in more about this satanic century in which we live, what the Bible says about it. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts. I'll return with you in a second.
Holy flypaper!
Join me, J. Deplorable, for Swamp Fight, Wednesdays at 5 p.m. and Saturdays and Sundays at noon, right here on AM 1360.
This is Tammy with Naturally Inspired Health Network. We created a group with real solutions for healthy living. Providers with products and services we trust. Need pain relief? Christy Sullivan, Vitality for Life. Want acupuncture? Debbie Ireland, Touch of the East. Looking for a medical doctor? Dr. Sharon Montez, Living Well Health Group. Solutions for health insurance? Wendy Scipione, MPB Health. NaturallyInspiredHealthNetwork.com. Connecting people with real solutions for health.
It's a perfect time to plant trees during the Tree Farm's 50-cent tree sale. Buy the first tree at regular price and get a second tree for only 50 cents. Choose from thousands of carry-out size shade trees, flowering trees, evergreen trees, and more. Buy one 7 to 8 foot tall flowering tree for only $269.50 and get another tree for only 50 cents. That's 2 7-gallon trees for only $270.
You come take see. I-25 to exit 235, then 5 miles west to the Tree Farm.
Hi, folks. I'm James Morgan, a realtor with Grisham & Associates, LLC. I know it must seem like there's a million realtors out there making all kinds of promises. Want to hear my big marketing promise? I promise honest and fair dealings with all those I do business with. That may sound old-fashioned, and it is not very catchy, but it is true. I am your Colorado real estate specialist. Farm, land, mountain cabins, or urban dwellings. When you work with my team, we'll get the right property for you and be upfront and honest with you every step of the way. Over the years, my clients have told me just that fact alone separates us from others in the industry. If you are considering buying or selling real estate, call me, James Morgan, at 720-203-0731 or visit my website at coloradoproperties.online. No catchy slogan, just a client-first, honest real estate experience. Hit it, girls.
Keep listening to the American Freedom Network.
Hey folks, as a CBD user, I can attest to its effectiveness. And now my Kind CBD products are available at the station. You'll see tinctures, salves, lotions, creams, coffee, cocoa, tea, and much more. You'll even find CBD retinol cream. KHNC also carries my Kind pet products, including shampoo and tincture, allowing your best friend to enjoy the same benefits of CBD that you do. The best prices, the best quality, and all THC free. My Kind CBD. CBD as nature intended.
The globalists say resistance is futile. Will you choose to accept your slavery or declare your liberty? Find out how on Pac-Man and the Rev, Saturdays from 1 to 2. Sometimes the truth hurts.
Are you optimistic about the way that things are going?
Do I never ever think of it at all?
As a feeling human being, with your bachelor of arts, help you get by. I hope to study
further, a few more years or so. Okay. So, I'm presenting to you what the occult world stated at the end of the last century. This would be a satanic century. Well, the first probably 30 years of it would be. And the pinnacle of the satanic century would be the, I don't want to say introduction of Antichrist, would be the coming of Antichrist. He'll be destroyed probably around 2032. But this would be the result of all the witchcraft. I can say in the world, yes, but I'm going to say in this country, more specifically. Donald Trump isn't at war or isn't playing a political or isn't in a political world that is just intelligent people, laws, rules. No. Donald Trump, as a Christian, as someone who is born again, is at war with the occult in the United States of America. This is who he's at war with. He's at war with invisible powers in heaven, in the heavens, in the sky, and on the earth, demons. He's at war with people who have sworn allegiance to the occult, to the devil, and Satan has, they're possessed. They can have demons inside of them and they may not even know it. This is who Donald Trump, in this political battle that he's in, it's not just with intelligent people that bleed if they cut their finger. No, something much more powerful. The Clintons, Bill Clinton, and all of his ways, Monica Lewinsky and other scandals. It's documented. Larry Nichols, who was basically the advisor to Billy when he was in Arkansas, they would go to Haiti, meet with the chief witch doctor, and pray voodoo curses, protecting Bill from prosecution, from being impeached, many things. They understand the power of this right there in Washington, D.C. This is what Donald Trump is up against. So this is why I say, these people are too powerful. They're too numerous. Too powerful. Skull and bones. You're going to see a resurgence in this country in the recruitment of people into Freemasonry. It's already begun. And one of the reasons that many people will choose Freemasonry is once they become a brother in the brotherhood, they get if they murder somebody, they go before a fellow Mason, Freemason, and they will pretty much get off. They will not be charged. Their sentence will be reduced. And let's say that they're not a Freemason, but let's say that the judge, who is a Freemason, knows that these people are in the occult, one of the secret societies. The judge will go easy on them. And let's say that it's just a judge that is not a Freemason, but in the occult. If an occult brother or sister comes before him in court for some reason, traffic ticket or any host of things, matter of many things, they're going to be let off. But if you're a Christian, if you are a law-abiding individual, and you're not part of that group or that occult world, you're going to pay the price. You're going to have to pay that $600 ticket and 6 months in jail. It's how it works. They're not going to allow Donald Trump to continue much longer. They're much too powerful. At the same time, there are the two prophecies about Donald Trump. The first prophecy in the Old Testament, in 1 Kings chapter 8, if I remember correctly, it's been a while since I had read the verses, but it was on the day that King Solomon dedicated the temple. The temple was built. Solomon dedicated the temple, gave a prophecy to the children of Israel about their future, and he said that in the near future, when you return to your land in Israel once again, a stranger is going to come from a distant nation, and that stranger is going to acknowledge and give honor to the God of Israel. He won't be Hebrew, he won't be Jewish, but he will give honor and glory to the God of Israel. Well, that prophecy was fulfilled the day that Donald Trump landed in Saudi Arabia, well, not that day, but in Saudi Arabia to meet with King Salman. The stranger flew on Air Force One to Saudi Arabia. 2 days later, he flew on Air Force One to Tel Aviv. The same day, he went and fulfilled the prophecy that this stranger would come and pray toward the temple. Donald Trump went to the Western Wall. He prayed toward the temple, fulfilling that prophecy. King Solomon's stranger. Then Revelation chapter 17, verse 10. The riddle of seven presidents, seven kings, American presidents, beginning with Jimmy Carter. That prophecy was fulfilled in October 2016 when Donald Trump won the presidency. The seventh king took position as president in the great nation of the United States of America. A Christian, a true born-again Christian in the seat of presidents. The last true born-again Christian that I believe was in the presidency was John F. Kennedy. I believe he had a conversion. He may have met Christ, and this cannot be allowed. Donald Trump is a believer. He's the seventh king, the noble king of Revelation chapter 17, verse 10. We'll be back to continue. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts.
Bleed Stop, clinically proven and FDA cleared to stop even arterial bleeds. Pour it into the wound, apply direct pressure, and clotting occurs in seconds. No stinging or burning. Minor cuts or major wounds, Bleed Stop is a must for first aid kits, backpacks, and trauma bags. Find Bleed Stop by clicking on the Bleed Stop button on the 1360KHNC webpage. Products and prices listed on the KHNC website are 20% off the regular Bleed Stop website prices. Get yours today.
Are you prepared for a power outage? Never be left in the dark again. Wagner Electric has proudly partnered with Generac to provide long-lasting generators for your home. We have standalone and portable generators in stock now, so give us a call for a free estimate at 970-800-3693. If you are constructing or upgrading your home, trust our expert electricians to take care of your home the first time. We offer services for anything from wiring an unfinished basement to wiring a newly built pole barn. Your electrical system is the heartbeat of your home. So don't risk it and give us a call today to get started at 970-800-3693 or visit us at WagnerElectricCO.com. We are located off Highway 85 in Greeley at 1517 2nd Avenue. Wagner Electric sets the standard.
The Blue Dragon Spa is a man-friendly spa, with women bringing their husbands and significant others in for pedicures all the time. Men's feet hurt too, don't forget. Blue Dragon Spa, 1811 Hoover Street, Suites A and B, Longmont, Colorado, 720-680-0492, 720-680-0492.
Hi, this is Ron Tafoya, owner and operator of New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners. Men's clothing to women's fashions, we clean it all. Give us a call with all your cleaning questions. If we don't clean it, we might have a solution. We have two locations to serve you in Severance and Fort Collins. Please call us at 970-775-0623. 970-775-0623.
As I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I take a look at my life and realize there's nothing left. Cause I've been blasting and laughing so long that even my mama thinks that my mind is gone. But I ain't never crossed a man that didn't deserve it. Me be treated like a punk, you know that's unheard of. You better watch how you're talking and where you're walking, or you and your homies might be lying to chalk.
Been spending most of the night. Life, living in the gangster's paradise. Keep standing.
And we didn't know it. We were living in a gangster's paradise. And we're still living in a gangster's paradise. And there's nothing we can do about it. I am of the view that we are in the decade in which Christ will return, and it will be the most evil decade with the most corrupt people that have ever lived in mankind's history. Job chapter 9 talks about, in I think it's verse 24, Job says that in the time in which we live, he was looking into the distant future. He said the whole world will be turned over, will be turned over into the hands of the wicked. The wicked, godless people, corrupt people. I believe what God put in the Old Testament, what Christ said in the New Testament. We're in a time where history is, or what is coming out, what we're seeing and hearing and reading through the media, corruption everywhere, every nation, every country, in this country, the conservative people of this country have never seen, and even the non-conservatives have to admit, the corruption in this country is so great. It's never been like this before. One just a simple example. An open border. That's all I need to say. This audience, you know what I'm saying. Another example. The courts, the judges of the land are crooked. The leaders of the land are criminals, most of them. And then, more evidence, one thing about this great empire that the Bible talks about called Babylon the Great, it will be a culture, a very powerful culture, a nation of wealth, ease, a nation of merchandise. Anything you want, if you have the finances, you can purchase it. Anything, good or evil. Drugs. It will be a nation of sorcery, which would be pharmaceuticals, which would be mind-altering drugs, legal and illegal. This is exactly where we are as a country. And according to the Bible, there will be no way to change course. The nation has gone a direction, and there's no rudder. It will continue in the path which ends in total destruction. So Donald Trump, I support Donald Trump in the sense that he's in the Bible. Two major prophecies about Donald Trump. 1 Kings chapter 8, the Solomon stranger, a born-again Christian who will go to Israel and pray toward the temple from the position of the Western Wall. A born-again Christian who is acknowledging the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob to make his name great. And then also, the Christian president, born-again president in America, and this is why once he won the presidency, there is no way the occult world is going to allow him to stay in power. They didn't see that the prophecy in Revelation chapter 17, verse 10, made it was a prophecy they could not change. Donald Trump must be a president. But the end of the verses concerning the seventh king says, and he will continue a short space. He doesn't get a full term. He gets the first year or the first term, which he won, but he doesn't get to continue in the second four-year period. He must continue a short space. So even to the present, he still has momentum because of God and because of prophecy, and he is still in the political world. But eventually, someone is coming to replace him, not Joe Biden. The only one that can replace him was a previous president. This is my interpretation, a previous president. The previous president, the only one that could replace Donald Trump, not Bill Clinton, not George Jr. The other, Reagan is dead, Bush is dead, Carter is going to be with us for a short period of time. The only one that can come back to that position to fulfill the prophecy in Revelation 17, verse 10, is Barry Satoru. That's his Christian name. You, most likely, the world knows him by his Muslim name, Barack Hussein Obama. And his forces are getting ready. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth.
Off-Road Automotive offers a wide range of used automobiles for all of your off-road and on-road needs. From classic Jeep CJ7s to high-end sporty Corvettes and everyday commuters, they have a vehicle for you. Bad credit or no credit, no problem. Their professional finance team has you covered. Give them a visit at 1392 Denver Avenue in Fort Lupton, or give them a call at 303-502-3230.
I'm Joe Jaquin, CEO of the Patriot Trading Group, and I would like to encourage everyone to make sure they are prepared financially as the Federal Reserve continues to destroy the value of the dollar. Since the closing of the gold window in 1971, the Federal Reserve has led the way in the explosion of debt and the devaluing of your money. They openly say that they need 2% inflation, which simply means they hope to devalue your money, and they want to do this every single year, year after year. I know it's hard to understand, but the Federal Reserve believes in prosperity through debt and growth via the devaluation of your future. To learn more about how to protect yourself, visit us at allamericangold.com or call us at 800-951-0592 and protect yourself against the devaluing of your money.
The Federal Reserve is in control of our money, but lately control is the last word you would use to describe the Fed. Emergency rate cuts, huge increases in their balance sheet, the constant blowing of bubbles and boom and bust cycles that just leave most of us busted. I'm Joe Jaquin, owner of the Patriot Trading Group, and we have been protecting people's wealth for almost 25 years. Stop playing the Fed's game and get your wealth protected. Call us at 800-951-0592. Or visit our website at allamericangold.com.
Okay, so these are my views, it's my opinion, and I'm not asking you to believe anything I say, just saying that I'm presenting to you my interpretation of what I see in the Bible, and not an interpretation of what we can all view taking place in the seven hills of Gehenna in Washington, D.C. These people, according to Moses' writings, as civil servants, their duty is to protect the people that have voted them in. They are civil servants. They are to protect the people that represent that they're to represent in different jurisdictions, have they been faithful to their duties? No. Not all of them. Some, yes. Some of the great ones. These are the great people. The ones that are truly defending the nation, these are the great people of this country. These people are great. The others are criminal. And to encourage you, because they're civil servants, they're held to a higher standard before God, and the punishment that they will receive will be much more severe. Not just in time, because generally they won't be prosecuted in time. But death is in the hands of Jesus Christ. Christ took the keys of death and hell. Death is a servant and of Jesus Christ. And when God gives death death actually has consciousness like a person. And when Christ gives permission to death to visit certain people, there's nothing these people can do. Death will not let them go. And what does death do? Death turns them over to other spirits, and these spirits handcuff them. Well, you don't need to be handcuffed, but they take them to torment. This is the way it works in the spiritual world. Death takes their life, ends their life, and the other demons take them to the resting place of fire. There is punishment, and there is justice. We may not see it, but there will be justice. And in the occult world, I'll give you some insight. They know about hell. They know about the demons. They know the devil very well because they serve him. They have a relationship with him. Just like believers, true believers, have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. These people in the occult, they have a personal relationship with the forces of darkness. But eventually, they have to pay the piper and the Grim Reaper. When God gives the Grim Reaper, when he gives them the okay, when he gives them permission, they get to take these people out of this world into a world that is eternal, eternal fire. For today, Present Truth, 1360KHNC.com for the podcasts, for my programs and the other hosts here on the station. Again, 1360KHNC.com, podcasts of your choice. Rick Rodriguez, Present Truth. We'll visit tomorrow. Have a good night.
The Tree Farm's 50-cent tree sale is going on now. Choose from thousands of carry-out-sized trees that are easy to handle and easy to plant. While supplies last, buy the first tree at regular price and mix or match a second tree for only 50 cents. Thousands of shade trees, flowering trees, fruit trees, evergreen trees, ornamental trees, and more. Also, huge savings on shrubs and perennials.
You
come
take
see.
I-25 to exit 235, then 5 miles west to the Tree Farm.
As the economy collapses, are you prepared to provide even basic essentials for your family? I teach urban survival training course that arms you with hundreds of skills and hacks to keep you and yours going when everyone else gives up. Food and water are only the beginning. Call the Rev at 303-809-3343. That's 303-809-3343.
You're listening to The Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.